It's hot here. Hot.
Hot here, too.
Hot.
Yeah,
different kind of hot, though. You're hot. The temperature is hot. But I'm talking about, in general, we're hot. This is the hot spot in the morning. The Doug Steffen Good Day program's going on. I took a little heat for...
Are you okay?
I took a little... Yeah, I'm fine. I took a little heat yesterday for my... You, and this is your fault, by the way. Jennifer
My
Horn
fault?
Is here. I'm going to blame this on you, yes.
What did I do
You
now?
Sort of goaded me into doing that goodnight Irene thing. Go right, Irene, go
See,
right.
I didn't want to correct you,
go
but I thought it was...
Go right, Irene. You thought you were going to correct me because of what?
I thought it was a different song. I was...
What?
Because I've never heard what? Goodnight Irene.
Really? but that's really what the tune was for. That's what the
right.
modification
no, you were
was
right.
for. Yeah. Goodbye, Irene. Goodbye. Goodbye, Irene.
So who was making fun of you?
Several people who are... Actually, Jim Troja made fun of me.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the people.
I knew I loved him.
Heidelberg, yeah, right. Okay, so how do we get this Tuesday, the 30th of August, next to the last day of the eighth month of the year 2011 underway? A lot of people still want to talk about the hurricane. In fact, up in Vermont and northern New York State, what a mess. Mess. Some people want you to believe that it's the worst storm ever. I heard people refer to it as the storm of the century, which, of course,
the
is
perfect storm.
Asinine. It was a tough storm rain-wise. We had 8 inches of rain here. Some places up in Vermont and northern New York had a foot or more of rain, flooded lots of farmland. Flooded lots of communities, washed away a lot of roads. That's I had heard in Vermont there were 140 some odd roads that were closed because of being washed out. And there, Vermont, as you move further north and inland, some beautiful, just lovely.
Do you know that's one state I've never been to?
Oh my heavens!
I don't know how I missed it.
Trip to Vermont. Not to offend anybody who's listening in New Hampshire, I just like Vermont better in all kinds of ways. There's a warmth, there's a friendly farm feeling to Vermont, which I kind of like. Same with New York. If the government weren't so bad, New York wouldn't be a bad place to farm. Here I am, Farmer Doug.
Do you have power back, by the way?
We have power here on the home farm. We still do not have power at the dairy
really?
Farm at Eastleigh down around the corner. Yeah.
Gosh.
As a matter of fact, there's a stretch of about 400 yards on the road that there's no power, and that's it.
Huh.
It's sort of, that is the perfect storm of where two towns come together, and because they don't have the same power supplier, which seems kind of crazy, the power source is, you know, the real thing behind where you get your power, it all comes from the same place. It's mm-hmm. who meters it and who owns the telephone pole or the distribution, that's who builds you. It isn't all the power thing, the grid. It's a big scam. Not that anybody's going to be surprised to hear this.
I know.
Everything is all run pretty much the same by the same overlords, if you will, and then different people buy up control in different areas. That's all it is. The big companies buying up. Used to be the power. How many people remember when power was controlled by the local community? It's the way it was first
remember that.
Set up, right?
Yeah.
Your local community. And there are still some towns. I'm thinking of Hudson, Massachusetts, isn't far from here. They have their own light and power people. The town controls, from the borders of the town, access to electricity. But it all comes from the same place. Is it, what, you think that NSTAR owns one generator down at Three Mile Island and the National Grid owns another one in upstate New York? No, they all buy their power from these big, humongous...
And they travel thousands of miles to get to you. Sometimes all the way across the country to get to you.
Yeah, there are people buying
sometimes
up power.
Sometimes for Canada.
Yeah. There are people, when there is a surge in New York, they're buying power out of the Midwest. They're looking for it to be shipped, sort of. It's fascinating, though. It really is. If you don't understand computers, you won't understand this.
Then how do you understand it?
Doug is a technological genius.
I know.
A memo?
That was a... Well, it was unnecessary.
Yeah, you don't understand the finer construction, so the finer working.
I don't understand how we can get zeros and ones and have all of this stuff come out.
I don't either.
Isn't that creepy? Flying right by our ear right now.
Right, there it is. Okay, so a lot of people think that we have been too harsh on the weather guy, that we have mocked these weather people.
But they're always wrong.
It depends. I find the meteorological sources that I use to keep up with what's going on the farm, the Weather Channel has an hour-by-hour local source, and I find them to be extraordinarily accurate, extraordinarily accurate, to the hour.
Do you know what this means?
What does it mean?
What?
If you're watching the Weather Channel, that means you're a senior citizen.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. What are you talking about?
It means you're a guy that thinks that the Weather Channel
I'm not watching the Weather Channel. I never watch the Weather Channel. I'm talking about what they send.
My grandmother used to watch the Weather Channel like 5 hours a day.
I'm talking about what they send down the pike.
Okay.
What they send the... I have on my news page,
I will agree. I use the WeatherBug app, and my WeatherBug app does an hour by hour. And, I don't live by it like you do because obviously I don't need to, know hour by hour, but you do. But I usually find it to be pretty spot on.
Yeah, they do a good job. So anyway, there are a lot of people who have made an issue out of the reporting, which I think is one thing. But the stuff that's done now by those people, I'm thinking about Jim Cantore, who seems to be very visible. Always on. You can always find him where the hot weather stories are. He works for the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a little over the top sometimes.
Yeah.
But in general, as people are reviewing this, people are taking shots
It's a pretty heavy storm, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, but is the appropriate way to measure what's happened to tear them apart, to tear the politicians? There's been a lot of focus on local politicians, statewide politicians, national politicians using this. And, does all of this make a difference at this point in time? Is this the sensational? See, the thing that I always have a problem with,
you.
No matter what the story,
I know where you're going, and I'm totally with you.
The sensationalism, again, we referred to it yesterday, taking the clip from George Will referencing synthetic hysteria.
Yeah.
That happens not because the weather people did it, but because, in general, the news media does it and politicians do it. Synthetic hysteria creates people of importance, but there's no real import here. The story is over. The storm is over. It was oversold. And most of the people, I was listening to Al Roker talking to Matt Lauer about this, and Roker said that it was oversold. They played up the sensationalism and fear instead of just providing the important information that you needed. And that's the same thing with the so-called news media, the snooze media. They do the same thing. They oversell it.
Coverage.
They play up the sensationalism, and they play up the fear.
They could have done, and this is what I tried to talk about on Facebook yesterday or the other day. I had a thread going, and they went wall to wall. So, 4, 5, 10 hours of coverage on your local news station with really information that they could have given you in 5 to 8 minutes per hour.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens when you take away 5 to 8 or 10 minutes per hour? How do you fill the rest of that hour from the station's end?
That's their problem.
Yeah,
if they had some people that had any creativity and they actually knew what was going on, they'd go find... Some there were pretty interesting stories.
Well, I mean,
but they repeat the same
point,
B-roll over and over and over and over and over again.
At a certain point, they have to commit to say to interrupting the regularly scheduled program to go to news. And then once you commit to filling that whole hour with news, then they're scrambling and they can't fill the whole hour with news. So they keep making things up.
Yeah.
So and that's what I think it is. It's when they look at their hour of programming and say, okay, this is important enough that we need to cover it but we really only have 10 to 15 minutes of real news here. Mm-hmm. What do we do for the other 45 minutes? Okay, we've got some commercials for 20 minutes. Now we've got another 20 minutes to fill. What do we do?
And it play ends more up commercials!
This, it ends yeah. up being this garbage.
Yeah, it is garbage. It's and people are mindless that sit and watch this stuff.
And they need to get you to stay and watch because now they've committed to it,
right.
So they have to make the garbage hype.
Here's the poll from yesterday at DougStephan.com. What do you think about the way the news media covered Hurricane Irene? My God.
Perfect.
Excuse me. 38% of you said it was a bit excessive, but probably necessary considering the severity of the storm. That's interesting. It flies in the face of what you just said, Richie. 31% mm-hmm. said they went way overboard, creating too much hype and fear. That's what we all said. And maybe we have a little more credibility because we're a part of a sort of news media, not news media, but media establishment.
I'm going to back off of mine just a tiny bit.
14%,
This got really serious up in Vermont.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing in Connecticut.
But that's Vermont. That isn't Washington where you are.
No. You're right. And there's a lot of downed trees. I mean, you know, I think...
But it's not the end of the world, for God's sakes. Buck up and move on.
There wasn't heavy, heavy wind, and there wasn't serious rain. But there was enough to take a ton of trees.
It was a story like a Northeaster.
You should feel connected, though. I mean, from a girl's perspective, the one great thing about watching your disaster unfold on TV is it makes you feel like you're not alone, and it makes you feel like you're connected to your community.
That's what it takes.
Is that what we need?
Yeah. Actually, I mean, that's a female perspective. I mean, mm-hmm. when we have earthquakes here, there's nothing catastrophic going on in my house, but I'll sit and watch the news to make sure that everything else around me is still okay.
Right. Mother hen.
Yeah, kind of.
14% of you said they did a great job. 10% said, I don't care, I don't live anywhere close to where it hit and it didn't affect me. And 7% said they should have done more. Wow. Yeah.
That'd be hard.
That's pretty interesting, yeah. Pretty interesting way this split out. Now, the poll today, who's had the most outrageous reaction to the hurricane? Glenn Beck said it was a blessing. Michelle Bachman said it was a message from God. Rush Limbaugh said Obama wished it was worse. Ron Paul said get rid of FEMA. And I think maybe I'm with Ron Paul. on this one. It's too much government. My God. Everybody depends on, we're going to have all of these people here and all of these people there. And hey, how much money does it take to keep FEMA acting? And then how much are they really needed anyplace? It's just too much expectation, too much getting away from. You think in 1900, there was no FEMA until 1978. But what happened when there was an earthquake or something? People rolled for themselves. They took care of business themselves. Let's return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when men were men and boys were boys and girls were girls. And we could actually...
We have to nationalize everything so that it all works together.
I've heard this before.
From probably Pierre.
No, not the French.
This is Charlie Chan who's decided to visit us this morning.
It's my,
800.
That's my Hitler impression.
510. That's a Hitler impression.
Yeah. You didn't get that?
I didn't get it.
French.
The National Socialist Party revived. It's 20 after the hour on Good Day.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Doctors say that chocolate makes PMS symptoms worse. Do you know that? And they say it's not a good idea to give a woman with PMS chocolate. However, on the other hand, it's an even worse idea to try and take chocolate away.
Right.
Yeah. The feds have announced they are opposed to a ban on food stamps for sodas. Remember that story from last week? New York City announced that they were going to try to keep food stamps away from usage in the soda machine. Well, or for the purpose of buying soda, tonic, whatever you want to call it, soda pop, the drinks that are basically responsible for killing your teeth. The feds say, no, that's not fair. Of course the feds are going to say they don't want to support the ban on using food stamps or sodas because the feds are influenced by whoever it is that has the most money. And the people who have the most money are Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola when it comes to this particular issue. And you don't think that they loaded up the office at the FDA or wherever it is that they had to go to convince them this was very bad? Oh, no, we've got to use food stamps for... If you're a mother and you hear all of this stuff, how are you taking action? 800-510-8255. How are you taking action to protect your children's teeth? And also, by the way, protect your own fiscal sanity. You know how much it costs to get dental work done these days? And if you have problems with your teeth as you get older, it affects your entire body. Everything in your mouth, your jaw, is tied to, I don't know if you knew that, your feet and your jaw. Have anybody who understands, what do they call the study of, it's not something kinesis, is it? What is it called? The study of the inner workings of the body. There's some really strange technical name for it. But at any rate.
No idea.
But the connectivity between all of your body and what happens around your jaw, the streaming video I'm sort of showing you around here, and your feet. They are the most sensitive areas of your body. So if you have a messed up mouth, you're going to have a messed up body. And I wonder if moms are thinking that through when they allow their children, because that's really what it is. You're the mom. You're in charge, not your child. Although there are some reference. Sometimes I have some people who are around me who have children that are very outspoken, and they kind of get into it. They inveigle themselves in conversations with adults that have really nothing to do with them, and it becomes sort of a fuddy-duddy if I think it annoys me.
It happens. Frankly. My dad gets annoyed by kids now, too.
I'm not annoyed by kids. Yeah. I love the kids are fine. It's when they become a participant improperly in a conversation.
We used to call that being precocious, but now,
yeah,
it's
maybe
kind of annoying.
Is there more of it now than there used to be? Do you think parents are more likely? See, the problem with some parents is they treat their children as if they were equals.
Yeah, I blame the Disney Channel, too.
Yeah, they're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Disney Channel always shows those kids that kind of are sassy and talk back.
Right.
So when the kids watch TV shows, they think that's what's appropriate, I think.
Let my kid try that.
Yeah.
Ask him how well that works out for him.
Yeah. Oh, Richie, you're such a man.
No, I'm a parent.
Yeah, well, parents, but...
I fail every single day at it, but, I mean...
No, well, but the thing about the... We were talking about the this business of what you have your children, what you allow your children to put in their mouths, and what it does to their longevity. Your job as a parent is to protect your child, isn't it? Isn't that what the job of a parent is, to protect your...
Yep.
So then why would you allow your child to drink this horrible stuff?
I don't.
Okay. I said you, and I meant...
Yeah, I know.
You.
I know.
Them. Those guys over there.
Ewan.
Yeah. Ewan's. That is, I think, something to be thought about. Anyway, there was somebody arrested in Framingham yesterday.
Uh-oh.
It has some interesting significance. And I will tell you that story. Become part of the 2020 news quiz.
Was it?
At 28 past, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
28 after on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's Big Berkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen with another wonderful day. You can call the program at 800-510-8255. And you may want to with our 2020 News Quiz question. I live in Framingham, Massachusetts. Most people who listen to me know that I reference Framingham along with the Tiffin and other places where I spend my time. We all have a reference point. I grew up in Framingham, have been around the cows and the farms here all of my life, trying to keep a little farming going in the community, and I have the connection to Tiffin, which is a farming community. Los Angeles, no farming. I'd like to have some there. It might be kind of a neat thing. But as I reference Framingham a lot, it's an interesting town, very diverse, extraordinarily diverse. A lot of different population. And it was that way when I was in school, too. A lot of exposure to a lot of different... I think being a Framingham native has made me more tolerant, more open to just you know, different populations, people from different places, that sort of thing. So there's a story floating around, and it's gotten more attention than might have been the case if it were not for the identity of the person who was arrested driving drunk in Framingham. This took place, I believe, late last week, and now is making the rounds. So my question to you, if you have heard the story, you can win yourself a swell prize, like some e-food for the next time there's a hurricane, or the next time you want a good meal inexpensively, e-food, find it, try it out, as a matter of fact, free, go to the big box. How many times we get calls every hour, Richie, after I mention this, people say,
yep,
I need to find that gold box, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually in three places, Queen of Cheap Box, the Friends box, and also in our revolving, I guess we'd call it a revolving focus on our advertisers,
yes,
right?
Yes, right.
Right-hand side of the homepage. You'll see a big gold box that says free food or e-food on it, and you'll be able to access 12 different servings, I think three or four meals, cool stuff. So why did I decide to talk about that? Why did I get off onto that tangent?
The e-foods?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
I don't know either.
That's a great question.
There was some pearl of wisdom.
I'm going to go chat with the folks at Saraskan, and I'll get back to you in a few minutes.
At any rate, this fellow driving illegally, he comes from Kenya. He was drunk, driving a sport utility vehicle, and as he was driving around, he crashed into a police car.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's always bad.
That does not help your case.
Right. 67 years old.
Yeah.
The officer is named Val Crystal. I don't know Officer Crystal. At least I don't know him. The officer said that you, sir, should have yielded, and he could not respond because he was so drunk. He didn't hit the brakes. He drove right into the police cruiser.
Oh.
Didn't hit the brakes.
Oh.
Okay. So, let's see, at the police station, he failed a breathalyzer test, registered a .14, which is almost twice what the state legal limit is. This gentleman was charged with driving under the influence of liquor, driving to endanger, cited for not using a turn signal, and not using his brakes properly.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Has a federal immigration and customs enforcement warrant for his arrest because he's here illegally.
Uh-oh. Trouble.
He went to a court yesterday, pleaded not guilty through a lawyer. Who is this gentleman? 800-510-8255.
Now,
normally, this would not be something we would talk about.
You wouldn't even, just another drunk driver.
If I were doing a local radio program, I would probably talk about this in more detail. But it has significance only because of who he is. So, who is he? 800-510-8255. Story here in Framingham. I have my studio in my home on my farm. I am privy to what's going on here because of the access we all have now to information. I can get as much information here as they can at the NBC headquarters in New York. You realize that, right, Richie? I could be Tom Brokaw. All I have to do, I've got a television camera.
Go ahead. Here,
am I dressed for it? Look at what I got on today.
Yeah, you got your Berg shirt on.
I have a Berg shirt.
Heidelberg, orange.
Yep.
Okay, so look at the camera and read me the news.
All right, let's see here.
Hey, why does the Berg shirt have your name on it?
Why?
Doug Berg?
Because this was a specially produced shirt.
Oh, where's ours?
We don't have any Heidelberg swag.
We don't have Heidelberg enough.
No. Okay, also something
we want that, swag.
Swag.
I want to spend a little time, Jennifer, talking about Facebook killing their daily deals program. Mm-hmm. A lot of radio companies, a lot of people, Groupon, Living Social, those two companies have really scoured the country to find businesses that they can help by promoting their products. I'm actually using Groupon and Living Social at the farm, and these things have worked wonderfully well. But Facebook tried it, and they failed.
Yeah, Facebook didn't do a good job with it. I never even, unless you were really looking, you never really even saw it in the side column of your Facebook page.
Right. So how many people, my question, I'd like to make this a sort of Facebook question, but you can respond as well if you'd like, at 800-510-8255. How many of you have used Groupon to buy things? How many of you have used Living Social to buy things? And how does it work for you? And is there a certain kind? Do more women use these things than men?
I think
do younger people use them more than older people? Who's using Groupon? Who's using Living Social? And how are you using them? 800-510-8255. Do they do a good job in your area? Because they've really taken on this very interesting identity in my area, anyway. So what is there about it that works? I mean, to explain how it works, Jennifer, correct me if I'm wrong. Let's say you want to buy something for $20, or you have a coupon from Groupon or Living Social for $20. Go into my store and you buy a $20 item for $10 with the coupon.
Right. Right.
And then I get $5 and Groupon gets $5 out of the 10 bucks that you spent, which is actually half of what the retail price was of the product to begin with.
Right.
But it gets
it's
you to come in, look around
people.
My store, see what I have. Yada,
hopefully
yada,
come
yada.
Back again.
Yeah, that's the idea. Okay, so that works. How come it doesn't work on Facebook?
Well, they're changing it a little bit. They've killed daily deals, which I think is a direct competitor to a Groupon or Social Living.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're integrating a deals program in with their Facebook check-in. So let's say I'm at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I check in on Facebook, a deal will pop up close to where location-based deals to where I check in.
Right.
So instead of delivering me a deal like Groupon or Social Living does based on where I live in just a general area, they will kind of target it to where you check in. So if you go somewhere and you check in, they will just say, hey, listen, by the way, down the street there's a deal here, or where you are there's a deal here.
Yeah.
Here is the deal.
Yeah. So is that something you'd use? Does your wife use this stuff?
Who you know, uses we use Groupon. I do not use Social Living. My wife has been interested in a few deals on Social Living, so I think she's using it a
I will
bit.
Tell you, as a person who's a retailer, I like Living Social better than Groupon in the terms of the way they run it. They're much more interested in you as a customer.
I think I purchased two Groupons and three Living Socials.
Heavy. Wow.
Yeah.
But you know what? The thing I don't like about the location-based stuff, I don't really use the check-in thing that often.
So then Facebook wouldn't work for you?
For me, just
but
because
other two
I'm not
would.
Interested in everybody seeing where I am all the time.
Yeah, there's something to be said for that. 800, well, you lose all. The more you spend time on Facebook, the more privacy you have lost.
Sure.
It's just everybody, your life is an open book. If they're following, anybody's following you on Facebook, your life is an open book to the point that you want to allow that to happen.
Exactly.
800-510-8255. Okay, let's go back to our question about the fellow.
Oh, look, full phones,
who
Dudley.
Who was arrested, yeah. Somebody's
got to
figure it out. All right, here's Ryan in Olive Branch, Mississippi. Where's that, Ryan? How close are you to what other city? Because I don't know Olive Branch.
That's just about 15 miles south of Memphis.
15 miles south of Memphis. Okay.
Yes,
so you're listening to KWAM?
Yes, sir.
Good for you. So what's the story? Who is this person that was arrested for driving drunk in my hometown?
That's the great Uncle Obama.
The great Uncle O. His name is... It's spelled O-N-Y-A-N-G-O. So how'd you pronounce it? Onyango?
Yeah.
Onyango.
Onyango Obama.
Obama.
Yeah. So, I mean, the news media is having a picnic. The right wing is having a picnic with this. How closely related is he?
He's like a stepbrother to the father, isn't he?
Stepbrother to the father. You suppose that Obama, President Obama, even knows this guy is here? I mean, he's here illegally. Wasn't the, what was there, an aunt or an uncle? Or who? I mean,
there was an aunt.
An aunt, wasn't
and I
it?
Thought she was like a stepsister, too. I mean, apparently his father had just like step siblings all over the place.
Yeah.
I guess.
He told the police here, by the way, that he planned to arrange bail through the White House. that's what he told the police.
I'm going to call the White House.
Those guys down there must be loving this. It isn't like Obama doesn't have a bad enough rap. Here's a guy who's...
Give me the president.
Says here he had a Social Security number.
Yeah, how's he get that? How's he get a Social Security number if he's here illegally?
I don't know.
His immigration status could not immediately be confirmed by the local authorities. An immigration detainer used by ICE to identify people in jail or prison who could be deported is a request to another law enforcement agency to notify ICE before releasing the person from custody. So,
apparently the stepsister's name is Zaituni Onyango.
The White House had no comment. I'd say that was pretty prudent on their part.
She lives in South Boston illegally.
The aunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So they're all around me here. I'm surrounded by Obamas. And I say nothing after I make that comment. All right, so Ryan, Hold on just a second. And we're going to send you some e-food. How's that for a deal? Able to eat high on the hog, thanks to the Doug Steffen
Good
Day
go.
Program. That's the story.
Yeah, he's a half-brother to the president's father.
Half-brother to the president's father. President hasn't seen his father. Well, his father's dead, I think, now. Anyway.
Identified in some press accounts as Uncle Omar.
Oh, Uncle O.
Yeah.
All right, so there'll be a lot of, I'm sure, flashy stuff on Facebook, and somebody will send me some email. Help yourself if you want to. 800-510-8255. Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us in a moment with some interesting health information for you here on Good Day.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount. A discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Fish, apparently, according to research,
those are not bubbles.
Documents can talk to each other. Fish communicate with noises, including grunts,
really?
Chirps, and pops.
It's like a husband.
Doug Steffen's Good Day.
Why do I bother?
The show that NASA would call a controlled crash.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, brought to you today by the folks who are making Tautinol, which is an anti-aging cream that reduces the appearance of fine lines, keeps your skin moisturized, and helps support collagen production. You like it because it has three ingredients that have been tested out, Ken.
Absolutely. Matrixyl 3000, hyaluronic acid, vitamin C, all the things that your skin naturally uses to heal itself. But I also like this because it's been tested in trials that have been controlled by physicians and published in peer-reviewed journals showing that it does help work. It helps with the wrinkles. And the thing that I like most about it is that if it doesn't work, you'll get your money back.
There's the deal. It actually tightens your skin. Lots of benefits from this cream that you'll love. And so convinced are we that this product will do well for you. As Ken just suggested, they've given a money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, you get your money back. Call 800-291-2584 for your buy-two-get-one-free deal. Tautinol for your skin. Anti-aging miracle. 800-291-2584. That's right. You like it or you get your money back. Tautinol, 800-291-2584. 2584. Some pretty significant information, Ken, about children of mothers who smoked.
Mom, if you're not already encouraged not to light up while you're pregnant, here, this should tip you over. This is out of the American Journal of Epidemiology. Just this morning, the kids whose moms smoked while pregnant, they were more likely to end up on medications, Doug, such as antidepressants, stimulants, and drugs for addiction.
All right, the other side of things that are people can get addicted to, like chocolate. Apparently, that's good for your heart. This is the news today, Ken.
Great news out of the British Medical Journal this month, and just being announced this week at the European Society of Cardiology in Paris, that eating a large amount of chocolate over your lifetime may lead to a 33% lower risk of developing heart disease. Doug, chocolate has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties, which can lower blood pressure and improve insulin resistance. You just want to take one square a day, but you can do this daily and not too much.
Yep. How about round M&M's?
Round M&M's?
M&M's.
The dark chocolate kind.
All right, get the dark chocolate M&M's, Richie. We'll have some for everybody.
I got a whole bucket full of them here.
Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we try to make your life better, technology, we've been talking about Groupon and Living Social. What do you have on Facebook for some initial comments, Jen?
The one from me saying that I purchased Tap Aerobics from Groupon.
What's Tap Aerobics?
Tap Aerobics.
The coolest thing ever. It's Tap Dance Aerobics.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Is that better than a hula hoop? I thought a hula
way
hoop.
Way better. Because I used to take tap dancing as a kid, so it just made me laugh, and it was fun and very cool.
Right.
And I would have never found it or never bought it if it hadn't been a Groupon deal.
Never.
Never.
Never in 100.
Never in a thousand.
Never in a million years. All right. So technology and its impact on our lives. What effects will Steve Jobs' resignation have on the rest of the technology industry? Those of you wondering the answer to that question will find yourself satiated in a second as Alex Goldfain, the technology tailor, Richie, you can look that up. Alex Goldfain, thank the you. Technology tailor, will share his predictions of what happens next in the tech industry on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Yesterday, we talked about what Steve Jobs' resignation as CEO means to Apple. Today, let's look at what it means to the rest of the technology industry. Basically, the high-tech industry is built today around copying what Apple does. The iPhone came out, and suddenly there were countless devices that looked like the iPhone with a touch screen. Same with the iPad. This year, there are going to be dozens of Android tablets released, only because the iPad is so successful. So, basically, the entire technology industry makes money by following the instincts of one man, Steve Jobs. I believe that we will actually see the pace of innovation throughout technology slow as a result of Jobs' retirement. Some people in the industry disagree with me. They say that Apple will be fine, the industry will be fine, and that may be true. But once Apple runs out of its reserve of future products designed by Jobs, look for new products to be less compelling and less groundbreaking. Read my Harvard Business Review article on this topic at hbr.org. I'm Alex Goldfein.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Almost every one of you has an international background. You know that. Americans come from all over the place. So do you know how your family tree got started? How did your family get here? Kendra Johansson has more on how you might be able to get a glimpse of that special journey.
The United States was built by immigrants, so for those tracing their family trees, the roots are often found overseas. But it's often a challenge to learn how your ancestors became Americans. To help, Ancestry.com spokesman Sean Pate says the family history website is providing a rare free week of access to its popular U.S. and international immigration and naturalization records.
These records include ship's passenger and crew lists, petitions for naturalization, border crossing records, and more. We have scores of records available from a wide variety of state, federal, and international sources.
Pate says the free access week runs August 29th to September 5th.
All visitors to Ancestry.com during the week can search new and updated U.S. immigration records and selected international immigration records from countries like the United Kingdom, Ireland, Italy, Australia, Canada, Germany, Sweden, and even Mexico.
For more details, log on to Ancestry.com. That's Lifestyles from Ancestry.com.
For relief that lets you get on with your day, turn to Advil. Nothing's been proven to work better or last longer. And Thermacare's heat penetrates deep to relax muscles. Now, when you buy any participating one Advil and one Thermacare product at Walgreens, you'll get $5 in register rewards. Offer good August 28th through October 1st on participating products. Limit one coupon printed per offer. See coupon for exclusions, limitations, and expirations. Use all products as directed.
That's pretty fascinating, the Ancestry.com thing.
Mm.
I wonder if we can find out more about Obama's uncle by going there.
Hey. No, they only offer it all of the white European nations.
Really? Yeah, yes. Right. Australia, UK,
Ireland,
Italy, Australia.
Works for me, though.
Canada, Germany, Sweden.
Find out more about his mother's side, likely.
Even Mexico.
But not his father's side.
Yeah, right. I'm sure that's probably just an oversight on their part.
I'm sure.
Yeah. All right. Rich McFadden is at the controls. Our studio is in Washington, the main studio. Jennifer Horn and I are out in the Outlands. And this is a Good Day program, 59 past the hour.